Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today we are starting a new series for the month of March on the topic of Instagram Reels. As always, I did a poll in my Facebook group, The Christian Business Advantage, and found that people wanted to know more about Reels. I did this poll back at the first of the year, so that I could choose some different topics for the podcast, but also for the free trainings that I do monthly in the group. So this month's training will be on Reels. So today we're talking about why you should be doing Reels. And of course, I want to be sure to get statistics, research, all those sorts of things to make sure that what I'm telling you is true. So of course, I did some research, and this particular research is coming from a blog or website, if you will, called agorapulse.com. I will link it in the show notes. And wanted to, tell you that I myself have been doing Reels for a really long time. I recently started doing TikToks as well, videos, and I actually repurpose my videos on several platforms. But this particular article is about Reels and how Reels have evolved and how they are useful to you as Christian authors, speakers, coaches, business owners. More than 1.3 billion people use Instagram. It's actually more people on Instagram than on TikTok, which was surprising to me. Only 1 billion users on TikTok. And no, that's not a huge difference. And that gap will probably close soon. This article is still very new. It is from February 10th of 2024, which is a little less than a month ago. So it is relevant. TikTok has users that are younger than Instagram. And since most of my audience is older, I would say that, not 18 to 24, we probably fit into the older category, then Instagram is more our vibe. Instagram Reels have been more about brands and influencers, while TikTok is more of an entertainment platform. And so Instagram is where I would say that I would pay more attention to at this point from a standpoint of being a business than I would TikTok. Though I'm sure TikTok has its, I would say, benefits as well. So why should you be doing Instagram Reels? Reels are easily accessible and you can quickly establish yourself as your own brand on Instagram, and that is so important. You want to be seen as who you are, and most of us, if we're authors, speakers, we are the brand. We're not necessarily, we don't like stand behind a company name or anything like that. We are branding ourselves as ourselves. And so you can do that on Instagram and you can give them a peek into your life and therefore be able to get those who watch to get to know you, like you, and trust you. As we've said with other forms of marketing, But Reels are a great way to do that because it is video, and we all know video is very, very popular and gives us the ability to connect with our listeners, readers, watchers, whatever you want to call it, in an easy way. So I believe that doing Reels gives you that ability, and that is so important. And over the next few weeks here on the podcast, we will be talking about what your goals should be, your content should be, and who your followers are on next week's episode. And then week 3's episode will be about the elements of a reel. And week 4 will be types of reels, because there are different types of reels that you can have. And then the training in the group on the 3rd Wednesday of this month will be on the topic of reels. And I will be sharing some how-tos and some tips and tricks on how you can make the most of reels. And so just be thinking about if Reels are going to be a part of your marketing strategy this year. I know it's still early in the year. And if you're going to embrace Reels and try to utilize them as a part of what you are doing for marketing yourself this year in 2024. If you truly do want to begin using Reels, then there is some prep that you need to do in order to make Reels a part of your marketing. The very first thing is to plan. You cannot just turn on your camera unprompted and make great Reels. Unfortunately, that's just not the case. But you can create a plan. You'll need to, first of all, seek some inspiration. Don't beat yourself up too much, though, while you're looking at other people's reels in an effort to find ideas. Be sure that you look at them through the lens of, how can I do this better? How can I do this unique to me? So look at other reels to seek inspiration. Secondly, consider your lighting and equipment. Make sure that you have a place where the lighting is very clear. You can always record in front of a window, or you can purchase a ring light to record as well. You might even want a tripod, but you don't have to spend a lot of money to get the equipment that you need. I actually use a ring light that is a tripod in itself, and it was about $14. Then you want to know about editing tools, because we can never get Reels right the first time. Trust me, I have never been able to do so, but you can find some very easy to use editing tools that will make it so simple to record your Reels and edit them. My favorite one is CapCut on my iPhone, but there's also one called InShot. These are great tools to have in your pocket when you're recording Reels. Secondly, plan out and brainstorm reels that you can make, and try to think of as many possibilities as you can, and you can even batch this content. Then you'll want to experiment with sounds and formats. Trending sounds will help your reels to be found, and I will talk about in a later episode how to find these trending sounds. Then don't use your reels just once. Make sure that you are able to capitalize on them by also cross-posting them to Facebook. And you can do that right there in your Instagram app. So I hope if you've not taken reels on yet in your business that you will consider doing so, and then you'll come back and listen to future episodes to help you to be ready to record reels for your business.